That's pianist Ahmad Jamal. And a live performance that has become a classic. It was recorded in Chicago at the Pershing Lounge on Chicago's South Side in 1958. Ahmad Jamal's rendition of Poinciana, with his trio including bassist Israel Crosby and drummer Vernell Fournier. Ahmad Jamal at the piano. You're listening to Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm your host, Dan Bindert. And on the program today, we're delving into some live recordings, past and present, and we'll stay back in the past for this next one. Actually, a lengthy set of tunes that we're going to hear from saxophonist Lou Donaldson, who, like Ahmad Jamal, is now all the way up into his 90s and still very much with us at the age of 96. Lou turned 96 on the 1st of November. This recording, though, takes us back to 1965 at a venue called the Bon Ton Club in Buffalo, New York. One of the things that made Lou Donaldson a very successful jazz club attraction for many, many decades was that he blended the blues and bebop, put his music together with catchy themes that the audience could relate to and understand. And he had a rapport with the audience, usually dropping in a few jokes, some of them for years, but his connection with the audience was always rock solid, and you'll hear a bit of that as the set rolls along. Live at the Bon Ton Club in Buffalo, New York, 1965, it's the Lou Donaldson Quintet here on Jazz from the Heart of America.
Thank you very much, that's Billy Gardner, that organ. And now at this time, we're going to play a new composition that we just composed when we traveled through that wonderful state of Louisiana. We spotted this bird out, so we had to get out and check it. And we wrote a tune about it. It's called Fried Buzzard. introduce the members of the aggravation. On the trumpet, we have a gentleman who's appeared with several of the leading jazz groups, Art Blakey, Horace Silver, Philly Joe Jones, Charlie Mingus, Jimmy Reed, Freddie and the Dreamers, Dave Clark Five. Let's give him a nice round of applause. Bill Hartman.
Bill Hartman.
Better known as Sweet Willie. That's right. Now we have on the guitar a young man who's making his first appearance here in Buffalo. He's a young gentleman from Columbus, Ohio. He's a gentleman from Columbus, Ohio. Very sensational guitarist. Let's give him a tremendous round of applause. Warren Stevens. At the organ, we have a young fella from the Bronx. In case you're not familiar with the Bronx, that's in New York. Up by Yankee Stadium. And his name is Billy Gardner. Billy Gardner at the organ. Now, the young man on the drums is making his first appearance in the United States. So let's give him a nice welcome. From New Orleans, Louisiana, we have Leo Morris on the drums. Here's my next question. Okay, if you're wondering where I'm from heaven. I mean Harlem. Some people call it heaven. 125th Street and 8th Avenue. We're going to play this little tune now called The Thing.
That's all right.
Put on your space caps. Thank you.
saxophonist Lou Donaldson with his quintet, including Warren Stevens on the guitar, Idris Muhammad playing the drums, Billy Gardner at the organ, and Bill Hardiman on trumpet. Recorded live in Buffalo, New York, 1965. Two songs, Fried Buzzard and The Thing, giving you a taste of what it felt like to be in that club, a boisterous venue. You could hear the crowd interacting with the music all throughout the set. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Bindert. This program comes to you from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Thanks again for being along with me. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.